Huskers and the Varmints tomorrow at 11 a.m. John Bishop and yours truly. A big red overreaction after Nebraska and Minnesota. Minnesota's won the last two against Nebraska. It is another busy sports weekend. All the sports are going on. By this time next week, all four major professional sports leagues in this country will be in the middle of action. Major League Baseball playoffs, the ALCS begins tonight between Houston and Boston. This has got to be a miserable matchup for Yankee fans. You're not going to get away with chanting, cheater, cheater, because both Houston and Boston embroiled in the scandal back in 17. You got Alex Cora, who is the manager of the Red Sox, was a bench coach back then. He was suspended last year, sat out the year, came back, and the Red Sox exceeded expectations. They're on a roll right now, and they're playing to go to the World Series once again. I'm very jealous of the Red Sox. They have, probably since 2012, there have been a few times where they have retooled and kind of torn down their roster and rebuilt it a smart way. They've spent a little bit of money. They've brought up prospects, and they just continue to either win their division, make it to the postseason, win World Series, and most recently, Alex Cora is a really good manager. Are we good on him and what happened with Houston? He paid the price, sat out last year. He's come back. I don't think Boston fans are going, we want more. He's got to have more punishment. I think a lot of people have moved on from the Alex Coras and the A.J. Hinches, who are back, and A.J. Hinch in Detroit was really good this year. It's more of the ire of the players, the Bregman, Altuve, Correa, that are still on the Astros roster. And that roster, and I'm looking forward to Carlos Correa playing for my team actually next year when he's on the north side of Chicago. No McCullers for Houston, but I like the Astros because I want Dodgers-Astros World Series and just ugliness to prevail in both Houston and Los Angeles. But this could change. If the Red Sox get anything out of Chris Sale, that could change. And if they get a good start out of him tonight, then that gives the Red Sox a chance. The Red Sox offense going to make it grind out. Astros will do the same thing. I think this series goes the full route, but I like Houston in seven in what could be a slugfest of a series where the scandal is the story because of the two teams that are involved. Because the Red Sox got slapped as well in 18 when Cora was the manager and not a bench coach. So you have to tell the story. And as long as Bregman, Correa, and Altuve are together in Houston, it's still going to be a story. I don't think not everybody has moved on. Just ask Dodger fans. Ask Yankee fans. Now, the Dodgers, after winning last night in Game 5 in a series, and which I think Gabe Kapler did the right thing after the game. He didn't harp on the check swing. He said, just missed some opportunities. And they did. They scored 10 runs in 5 games. They were 3 of 25 with runners in scoring position. And it's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the favorites. The Dodgers are comfortable in those situations. The Dodgers have Mookie Betts, and they always seem to find somebody that performs when you don't expect it, like Cody Bellinger. Bellinger has been awful for a few years. And yet, in clutch times, he'll get that one hit like he did last night. And the Dodgers move on, and they get Scherzer pitching. Scherzer coming into the bottom of the ninth when he's not normally a guy coming out of the bullpen. What he was able to navigate, that's impressive. And he'll pitch tomorrow night. I like the Dodgers. And what the Braves have done have been very impressive considering who they lost, their number one starter, their number one offensive threat. Another one, Ozuna, that would have been key in their offense. I like the Dodgers in 5. So I like the Astros and the Dodgers to meet in the 2021 World Series. And I hope everybody brings trash cans in Los Angeles because it will be ugly. Those Dodger fans playing the Astros would be out for blood if you look at their trip in there this year when we got fans back in the stands. All right, when we come back, we'll break down how Nebraska finds a way to get to 4-4 going into the bye week. If you say you're close and you're not that far away, but there are things that still get in your way, these are the kind of opponents that if you're selling hope, you're selling promise, you win, regardless of how it looks. But can Nebraska win a game tomorrow where they're comfortable winning? Minnesota's saying, let's seize the chance. to stay within striking distance of Iowa and make Nebraska 1-4. What's going to happen? We'll break it down coming up in the last segment of a Football Friday Fiesta on 1620 The Zone. Hey, here's one thing that is going to happen. If you stop by Woodhouse Place Nissan at 144th and Giles or Woodhouse Nissan in Bellevue, they're going to take care of you, all of your Nissan needs. You want a perfect car, truck, or SUV, new or pre-owned, you need something. First of all, in a pinch, something reliable, an addition to your garage, but you want a set of wheels. The place to do it that gives you fair prices, top-notch customer service, and they're not going to leave you hanging. They're going to exceed your expectations. That is Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or Woodhouse Nissan in Bellevue. You can also check out the inventory, again, new or pre-owned, pictures, information, pricing, online at Woodhouse Place Nissan or WoodhouseNissan.com. While you're there, check out the red-hot 2022 Nissan Frontier. It has arrived, and boy, has it arrived in the Nissan family, and everybody is talking about it. So view it, test drive it, and purchase it. It's got heated seats and steering wheel. You know, in a couple of months, that's going to be pretty good. It's going to be cold tomorrow. I mean, that would be nice if you have to be up early on a Saturday. You got heated seats and a steering wheel. Seating up to 5-0 gravity seats. Intelligent driver alertness. Full length, fully box frame. See it online and then say, I kind of like the 2022 Nissan Frontier. Set up a test drive online where you can do that or in person. Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or Woodhouse Nissan in Bellevue, or online at WoodhouseplaceNissan.com or WoodhouseNissan.com.